Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, and tonight, God willing, is our final encouragement in this precious little series of the masterpiece of grace in Ephesians. And I always thank the Lord how he does anything in our life. This started out to be just a little, I thought, a handful of maybe messages and things. Well, tonight marks the 33rd study. And I thought, how precious and perfect, because 33 is so fitting. It's the number of promise. And thinking of God and how he has promised us. He's promised us his masterpiece of grace. You can look across the page, Ephesians 1:6. It says, being confident. That's just continuing in confidence of the grace of God that's with you. Amen? It's not be. It's not that you were or that you are. It's just being. Isn't that beautiful? I just love that. Just being. I'm being who I am in Christ. I'm being, praise God, to what I'm called and chosen for with him. Praise the Lord. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work, excellent things in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So there's your promise, and I thank the Lord, oh, what we know that he has promised. And that is the confidence that we have, that he will perform the good work. He will accomplish that. He will perfect it. He will complete it, the masterpiece of grace. And truly, as he says, my masterpiece of grace. And that's you. And I think about what a precious journey the Lord has given us, and so thankful for this just high water mark of Ephesians, so marvelous and wonderful. We begin in Ephesians, and as the Lord pointed out for us in Ephesians, if you go over to 1:3, I know, just hold your finger in chapter 6, we'll be back there. But in chapter 1, verse 3, here it is, he laid it all out. See, God doesn't beat around the bush, he lets you know immediately. And that's why we got to believe immediately. When he tells us these things, which are so overwhelming, believe him. That's who God is. He's just overwhelming. And it says in verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So I thank God right there. We know we lack nothing. We lack nothing. We know that we, by his grace, we have it all. See, that's how he starts us out. I've supplied everything. I am totally for you. And I have totally given you everything of mine. I thank the Lord. We can jump right on over and let's rejoice a little bit more. Going over to Romans 8:32. This is because the reason we have been blessed is because of what it tells us in Romans 8:32. God says, he that spared not his own son. See, God didn't spare his own son. You see that? He didn't spare him. He gave him fully. But delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And once again, it's freely. Grace. Done. It's just, praise the Lord. It's the package. It's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We get it all, and we have it all. And I thank the Lord. And because, going over to 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 8. These things are just continue to be that hyper-peri-suo grace, that hyper-grace that just is so exceeding and never ends, and it increases at an increasing rate. And it says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Praise God. We have it, don't we? Thank you, Jesus. We do. We have got it all. Now, going back to our chapter 6 tonight. Tonight's farewell from Paul is to us, praise God, the masterpiece Truly, and I want to emphasize this tonight as we get into this, God's fortune. We're God's fortune, and we are. Amen. We have the treasure, praise God, in the earthen vessel here. We have the privilege, brothers and sisters, of being the vessel that contains the treasure of God. We are clothed, the word of God says, with all the riches of his glory, because of the grace of God that is with us, that has caused us to realize and rejoice that we are the vessels of mercy. Isn't that wonderful? See the things we know. See the things, praise God, that we're confident in. We don't doubt this. This is the word of God. Thank the Lord we come here just to hear him. Just to hear him. Hear his word. Praise God. How could we not be, in a sense, lifted up with him? But yet it's, oh, Jesus, you must increase and I must decrease. Thank the Lord. But with this, how could anything but me decreasing and him increasing happen? Thank the Lord. And that just makes us more and more like him. Praise his name. But being clothed with all the riches of his glory, because we are the vessels of mercy, praise the Lord, we know that we are the golden cherubim of that mercy seat. Amen. We're the golden cherubim of the mercy seat. See, always remember all these things that the Lord, the line upon line, all of those things, the types and shadows, where God has set us with him in ages past, in that holy of holies, made one with the mercy, praise God, the gold mercy, coming out of the mercy seat of him. Of him we are, hallelujah, one with him. And once again coming out and yet staring right back at the mercy seat. We are the fortune, brothers and sisters. We're the fortune of God. We're his inheritance. We're his desire. We're his good pleasure. Praise the Lord, we're the masterpiece of grace. This is what he cherishes. He's going to present her to himself. I thank the Lord, we're the vessels of the exceeding riches of his grace. That's what we are, all by the grace of God. This is what he desired, that he brought forth. And that is the very, very meaning, praise God, of this precious brother. The way you pronounce his name as we get into this is Toikos. His name means fortune. And let's begin reading from verse 19 of Ephesians 6. Paul says, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, freely, without hesitation, without holding back a thing, to make what? Known the mystery of the gospel." See, it's so exact again. It's so precise. He didn't say to go out and save the world. He didn't say that I may open my mouth for causes or cares of this life or things that seem good or things that might seem to matter religiously. One thing. One and only one thing. The mystery of the gospel. Now we know what that mystery is. If you study the epistles of Paul, it's made known in every one of those epistles. It's the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's the message of the crown. It's the message of ruling and reigning jointly with Jesus Christ. It's the message of being glorified together with him. It's the message of the mature sons, praise God, who will have in them revealed the very glory of God. That's the mystery. That's what Paul would make known. That's all he wanted to speak freely and boldly. And thank the Lord, it goes on. And Paul says, "For which I am an ambassador in bonds." And thank you, Jesus, aren't we all a prisoner of Jesus Christ? In this precious truth, oh my, what love, oh, what love has made us a love prisoner of Jesus Christ. That therein I may speak boldly. Two times he says this. Isn't that something? See how important this is? That gospel. Only that gospel. There is no other gospel. Let me be accursed if I preach any other gospel. There isn't anything else to talk about. There isn't anything else to freely speak of. It's this one thing. And as he said, as I ought to speak. There's a real emphasis, isn't there, here, saints? Praise the Lord. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Don't be ashamed of your gospel, salvation with eternal glory. Thank the Lord. And Lord, encourage us. And this is the prayer of our hearts with Paul. But here it goes. But that ye also may know my affairs, how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose. What purpose was that? The mystery of the gospel. Praise the Lord. That's the purpose. That's it. There isn't any other purpose. That ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren. And love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Now, what a precious ending here. What a precious way that Paul encourages us all to go on. And we start here with this thought of this brother, Tychicus, the fortune. And he represents, saints, the brethren that are like-minded with Paul. That's exactly what he represents. And you find him virtually in every one of Paul's letter. He is the one in each one of those who makes known all things, to the elect of God. All things, praise God, to the chosen of the bridegroom. Let's go ahead and read of a couple of those places. Turn it on over to Colossians chapter 4, verse 7. It says in chapter 4, verse 7 of Colossians, Paul says, all my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. Praise the Lord. Going over to 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 12. In a very interesting place to find this precious brother again. Paul, in his final farewell here in chapter 4, this is right where he says there in verse 6, for I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, and he says there a few things about a few saints. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. How he longed for that fellowship. How he longed to be encouraged. Thank you, Jesus, of brethren of like precious faith. He wanted it more than anything. He just didn't need somebody to break him out of jail or anything of that nature. I want us to talk about our future. I want to talk about the moment we're going to see him face to face. I want to enjoy Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want you to enjoy in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Now he says here, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved the present world. He gone. Precious brother, oh, so much was done in him. But yet he loved the present world and is departed unto Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark, oh precious Mark. Bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Oh, what the grace of God can do. And look at this. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. I sent him to the high water mark. I sent Tychicus. Ephesus means fully purposed. I sent him to the fully purposed. So, brothers and sisters, that's the fortune. That's the fortune. That's the very riches of his grace. The exceeding riches, praise God, of his glory. Fully purposed. There isn't anything else. That I may preach the mystery of the gospel. Thank you, Lord. This should give a thanks in your heart tonight. Lord, you have kept me in this. Hallelujah. We're reading of ourselves here. Hallelujah. We're reading about the exceeding riches of his grace working in us just as it worked in these brethren. And we thank the Lord. Every time you hear of him is much love. Beloved. Bridal words. Beloved. Oh, much loved. Isn't that beautiful? That's the fellowship of the bride, fellow servant, faithful to tell the word of his grace. And that's who we are, brothers and sisters. We're the fortune. We're the fortune. We're the fortune of Paul's gospel, this masterpiece of grace. We've been called to the same purpose. Oh, yes, we have. Because there's only one hope of his calling. We have that. And I thank the Lord. We are ministering vessels. Oh, yes, we are. The greatest ministering that we could ever give, praise the Lord, to anyone, is to continue to hear the word of his grace. To stay with the stuff. To have another spirit just like Caleb. There isn't anything else. I don't care what you knuckleheads are talking about. It's ours. I'm going in. Let's go get it. And that's the heart, praise the Lord. This is the heart of those that will win. And we thank God that, you know, we get that opportunity. Sometimes there'll be ones that inquire about a hope that lies within us. But I thank the Lord by the Spirit. We're just like that verse 21 of our text tonight there in chapter 6. It says so sweetly that ye may know my affairs. How I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother, a faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. All things. You follow Paul as he followed Christ, you'll live a life of not withholding a thing. You'll live a life that will go fully purposed after the truth. You'll live a life, praise God, you will suffer in like manner as Paul, and you will. And we don't count or think those fiery trials that we will experience because of this gospel, because this gospel is a way of suffering. You stand in that truth with Christ, you will suffer together with him. If there was anybody who should have never suffered, it's Jesus Christ. He lived a perfect life. He is perfect love. He's the healer, redeemer. He was everything good and lovely. But yet he suffered more than anyone. So in going after that, in that life of Christ growing fully up in us, in this world, we're going to have much tribulation. But as he said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that. I thank God, the faith of the Son of God lives in me. I thank the Lord that that's what I tap into all the time. All the time. I have the faith of the Son of God. I have the same faith in me of Jesus Christ, relying upon in his life at every moment, Father, thy will be done. And not asking that the Father's will be done, knowing the Father's will be done. Truly knowing, Father, thy will be done. Oh, and it will. Let me tell you, the will of God will be done. And I thank God for what he's willed in you. And we're reading the will of God. We're reading it. We're reading it, praise the Lord, too, and reading it in and about our lives with him. It's the will and the purpose of God. It's like the Lord has told us. It was going to be Noah and no one else but. It was going to be Moses and no one else but. Rebecca is the only one that's going to be at that well. And nobody but. Amen? No matter if Jacob thinks that he doesn't really want it or anything. Jacob, you're it. It's a tag, you're it. It's called my grace. My grace has made the choice. My grace has made the choice. I thank the Lord. I foreknew that my grace would give the grace, that you would receive the grace to praise my grace, that grace made your choice. I am what I am by what? By the grace of God. Grace did everything. What did I do if grace did everything? What does the lily do? It doesn't toil. Grace does everything. Everything. And in that foreknowledge of grace, grace knew what grace would give, what grace would receive in this life, praise God, touched by the grace of God. Grace for grace, grace for grace, grace for grace, grace for grace, grace for grace. And the more grace. We have it all. We're kept. We're protected. He defends us. Who shall lay anything to the elect of God? Any charge to us? Praise the Lord. We thank God for this, don't we? How beautiful it is. And so we minister this, and we minister all the things. We make known to you all the things. We're in this, praise the Lord, in that rib portion with him. And then verse 22, it says, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose. There isn't another purpose, brothers and sisters. It's just one. There's just one purpose, praise God, to be fully purposed. Amen. And we thank the Lord, the same purpose. And here it is, that ye might know our affairs, that he might comfort your hearts. I thank the Lord for this because we are going to suffer in like manner with him. I'm thankful to God that the Lord gave us this testimony. The Holy Ghost gave us the fullness of the working of all grace in a vessel, praise the Lord, that won the crown. Oh, yes, he did, because he says right there, I have finished, I have won, I have fought, my crown is laid up. And then he goes on to tell of us, praise the Lord, that go on, that will comfort our hearts too, and to all them also that love his appearing. Doesn't that comfort your heart? Oh, that's the greatest comfort there is. You mean that same grace for me can give me that faith to truly just believe God? And as thou hast believed, so be it made unto you. Amen. 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 All of those promises achieved, attained the same way. They won by faith. So thank God. And here's our promise. There isn't anything else. The promise to Israel coming out of Egypt was one thing, Canaan. There wasn't anything else. It was everything because it was God's choice for them. Amen? Nothing could prevent them from having it except unbelief. Unbelief. And the unbelief was, I don't think I can get it. That's the unbelief. I can have it. I don't think it's mine. I don't think that God is able. I think God might be making a mistake. All the doubts that the enemy puts in our mind. And yet, here was the testimony of a Joshua and a Caleb. He's given it to us. It's ours. Let's go in now and take it. That's as simple as winning is with God. That's how simple it is. It is no more difficult for any promise of God. I believe. I just believe him. And you just lay it down and go. Everybody just laid it down and went. Abraham, when he was called out, see ya. I don't know where I'm going, but it's perfect. God's got me. Noah, I'm going to build the biggest boat in the desert, and God hasn't even created rain yet, but it's going to float us out here, and I'm going. Going, 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 going. Praise the Lord. And as he said, gone. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord that in verse 22... what we have is to share the fellowship and the love and remain in Paul's first love gospel. That's what's going on tonight. We enjoy this. We enjoy the reality of our oneness, brothers and sisters. I was telling a brother, I was so thankful to God. One thing that the Lord so made apparent in my life, this week especially. I thank God for slowing my life down. I never knew how beautiful it was to love the saints. I was always thankful for my brother. And I know God gave me a love. But oh, the benefit. The benefit of being with Christ in you, the hope of glory. Of seeing and enjoying, hallelujah, our victories in our body, hallelujah. The supplying of the saints. Thank you, God, you slowed my life down. I didn't miss it. I did not miss it. Now, so it's all about knowing, as it really starts to hone in here, Paul's affairs. So in that word affairs, it means how I'm doing and what I'm doing. Well, I believe we've been reading these epistles, and I believe we know how he's doing. And I know what he's doing. You do too. He's focused on one thing. And he tells us right there, it's all about making known the mystery of the gospel. It's all about that dialogue. It's all about that living. It's all about that dwelling, abiding, hallelujah, and just waiting on the Lord. He's desiring the more grace to be only found having his righteousness. He tells us of these things. All the conclusions of what the Spirit with all grace has given to Paul to profess, that I may only be found in him having his righteousness. How simple is that? Praise God. He's pressing only toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's how he's doing. And that comforts our hearts. Amen. Doesn't that comfort your heart? It doesn't matter what's going on in a life, truly. You know what comforts my heart about Brother Dean? He's even more passionate to win Christ than he's ever been. Amen. Praise the Lord. All of these things that we love one another. We don't like ones to be ill. We don't like ones to be sick. We don't like things to happen in a sense that are so tragic to one another. But I'll tell you what, when those things are turned to God, oh my goodness, I thank God we didn't miss those things together. Hallelujah, that's what's shaping us, praise the Lord, to be made so perfect that that body, hallelujah, absolutely fits perfect in that wedding dress. Praise his name. Now, this is what comforts our hearts. He's knowing how to be abased and praising God in prison. That comforts your heart, doesn't it? Doesn't it comfort your heart when ones can comfort with what they have been comforted with? Amen. And what is Paul telling us the greatest comfort is? It's not that God healed me or God released me from the prison. It's that I have the high calling of God in Christ Jesus beating in my heart. You see, that's the comfort. It doesn't matter what state I'm in. I'm content. I got my crown. I got it all. I know, hallelujah, the end of this story and the beginning of glory. You see, I know what that is. I can see it, praise the Lord. I'm going to step right over in it. I'm not wondering, praise the Lord, what I'm going to be doing. Praise the Lord. We know exactly what we're going to be doing. We know the hope of his calling for our lives. We know what he has chosen us for. We know what these before ordained good works that we should walk therein. We know where they lead. We know where that camel train is going. I know the one purpose of the Lord for my life, to rule and to reign jointly together with Jesus Christ, to be glorified together with him. That's the mark. Praise the Lord. Can we not be convinced? Can we not be confident as we began tonight? Are you confident in that very thing? Shame on us. If we're not confident by now, shame on us. But I need this encouragement Because I still know it's not of me, it's of his grace. And it's the word of his grace that continues to build us up and give that inheritance to us. Amen. All them that are sanctified, hallelujah, how set apart we are to God, praise his name. But see, all of these things that are so magnifying in knowing his affairs, it all adds to one thing: he's ready. He's ready. And it didn't matter what hit, praise the Lord, that grace has made him a full overcomer. Didn't matter what it looked like. Didn't matter at all about the appearance of the environment, the situation, whatever it was. Praise be to God, the cry of the full overcomer, I'm ready. Thank you, Jesus. Now, nothing comforts like the Holy Ghost in the most holy faith of Paul's bridal message. Once again, no matter what we face on earth, no matter what's going on, the abounding of the hope of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus makes it not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Amen? It's not worthy. The glory that will be revealed in us. I thank the Lord. I thought it was so perfect. And the Lord encouraging my heart as we come to this place tonight. That just divine moment over there at Crown Hill for Sister Grace's memorial. And how the Spirit just fell upon that little gathering. I mean, fell. The tuning in. Praise the Lord. What God, let me tell you something. He had all the attention. Whatever you do with it from there and whatever anybody would do, didn't matter. God made it known. It was sovereign. And I thanked the Lord. Right after that, I mentioned to you, there was a brother I hadn't seen for many, many years. And there he was, and I didn't know he was there. Kind of surprised me because I was getting my mom, making sure she was okay. And he comes over to me and he says, Jess, how you doing? I kind of looked at him and said, oh, not going to say the name, but so and so. He says, and I said, looked at him. He says, well, how you doing? Boy, the Spirit just hit me. I just said, well, how do you think I'm doing? After hearing that, after hearing what we have, after hearing about our crown, how do you think I'm doing? And all he could say as he bowed his head, I wish I was doing as good as you. And all I could say back to him is I said, oh, brother, this is yours. This is yours. This was given to you just as much as it was to me. But what does it mean to you? Laid that crown down long time ago. God forbid. God forbid. We need to stay in the affairs of Paul. That's the affair of a heart that wins Christ. Amen. Praise God. That's what this is doing. Now, just how Paul began the letter here tonight is how he concludes with even the more in verse 23. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you thankful for the gospel of peace that we have? I mean, the world's a mess. If we came in here and we were talking about the current condition of this world, the world's affairs right now, all the things that are going on in the schools and all the things that are going on in society and all the things that are attacking, we would not be at peace if that's what our dwelling was. Amen. I don't hear Paul speaking at all about the condition of the world during Paul's time. I don't read of the political environment. I don't read of what they're not or are jamming into the kids at that time. I can go to history And I can tell you how defiled it was. Oh, yes. How horrible Rome was at that time. Very, very similar in many of the things that we understand are going on today. But the evil's still waxing worse. But Paul didn't dwell on that. If Paul dwelled on that, there would be no peace. We understand what's going on. He said, when you see these things come to pass, look up, look up, look up. Don't look back at it. I don't think it said look back at it again. It said, when you see it, look up. And I never heard anything else from there to look anywhere else but up, and then it ended. So that's where we're looking. That's what this gospel is. And when you preach Paul's message, Brother Sam, you ever have any more peace? You don't. Do you, Vic? Do you, Danae? You just don't. It's a peace that passes all understanding. You're in the moment. You're seen from the midst of the throne. You're seen, praise God, your beloved bridegroom. You're with him. You're one. The crown, praise God, has been attained. Now, even the more, what he concludes with here, as he says, peace be to the brethren. Amen. Not to the world, to the brethren. Here we are, and we got peace because we're dwelling in this. Amen. And what comes with that? And love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Right there is such a beautiful encouragement. You got love with faith. Love with faith. It's that dynamic, unstoppable, unsinkable duo. Truth in love. Huh? And think about what's being said here. Love with faith. What is that? That's only from the Holy Ghost. That's only from the Holy Ghost. And what is that from? God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. So you got the Trinity all in that precious backing. We've got it all. Nothing lacking. The Trinity all over us. And then verse 24. How beautiful as it concludes. Grace be with all them. All them. That love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Now that is glorious, isn't it? So what we can conclude here is this grace brings forth love in sincerity. That's exactly what that is. Love with sincerity. Now, that's a love that's perpetual, praise the Lord. That's a love that's for all. For all. For all. For all. That's a love that is spiritual. 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 Do we hold on to things? That's not spiritual. By the grace of God. Grace, again, what does it say? Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. How can you say you love me whom, you have not seen, when you do not love your brother whom you see? And you can say, well, I love them. Well, you sure don't treat them very well. Are you just remembering an incident? Or how about the myriad of love that you've received from that person? Sadly, so many people base their relationship on someone. It doesn't matter how much has been done in the past. Just one thing. One thing. And a lot of times that one thing is absolutely not a thing that wasn't true. But it rubbed them wrong. They got offended. And that's then how they'll base the benchmark then going forward.
quick to forgive? Do we forgive as Christ forgave? That's not even remembering. Are you hunkered down and remembering the ill that was done unto you? I don't think that equates to love with sincerity. It doesn't. I can tell you that. I want the more grace. And the more grace. And that grace causes us, brothers and sisters, to truly love our Lord in sincerity. And Christ is in all these vessels. Do I love you in sincerity? Do you love in sincerity? Is it perpetual? Is it the love that doesn't wax cold? Is it a love that is fervent? Now wait a second. You say, well, that's for my Lord and Savior. No, that's for the bridegroom. And let me explain to you again. This bridegroom isn't just a head. He's a body too. He's a head and a body. And he's altogether lovely. This is important. It's vital. And matter of fact, this is the joy of the Lord that Paul's speaking of here. Paul's hurt by only those that have departed from the gospel. Paul didn't hold grudges. Paul is just, we read about a brother named Mark that I know hurt Paul greatly. And Paul's just a man too. I'm sure there was personal things probably in that as well too. But the Lord was magnified. And magnified, as we know, in Paul's heart, because he is so thankful. He's useful unto me. And Paul was about one thing, being useful, a vessel for the usefulness of his husband. So they would have been yoke fellows together. Amen? Amen. So this is what this beautiful encouragement to us is, that it's the first love that hasn't been left. It's the first love that's even more fervent. It's the first love that holds fast which thou hast, that no man takes the crown. Hallelujah. It's the love, praise God, that only grace and all grace can do. That's true. And the Lord had me to write, it's worth it all, isn't it? Yes, it is. By God's grace, Lord, give us even more love with faith. More love with faith. Isn't that something? I just thank the Lord. See what he's after here? That our love, hallelujah, with faith. That we can have a lot of great faith. But without that love, it profits nothing. And we're talking about love in sincerity. It's clear to the light. And it's clear for the fervent love of the bride. It is. And it's clear when it's mostly faith, and that love is pretty cold. Yeah. Now, let's talk about more faith and love then. Amen. And so to ever pursue Jesus Christ, our bridegroom. Lord, this is the love to remain in the camel train of the Holy Ghost to the bridegroom. For soon we'll see him leaping over the hills. And may we sing until then, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Amen. Amen. It's been a privilege to be with you in this. Amen. And till he comes, saints. Till he come. Praise God. Let's stand, be dismissed.